You're listening to Pennycoke Radio. Stick that in your ear.
We are all about online entertainment over here at Pennycult, and that's why we're extremely excited to be sponsored by Roku. Have you heard of this thing? The Roku box is this tiny little device you hook up to your TV, and it connects you to an endless world of online wonder. The Roku allows you to watch your favorite programs streaming directly to your TV, and it's like the best Netflix streaming device out there. You can watch programs from Hulu, HBO Go, Amazon Instant Video, even Disney has a channel on Roku. You into mixed martial arts and UFC? That's cool. Just check out the UFC channel. Watch videos from Break.com, browse your Facebook. You can even play Angry Birds. And it's all thanks to a little device that starts for under 60 bucks. I've been rocking the Roku in my house for a couple of years now, and this bad boy is awesome. No PC needed. Hook it up in a matter of seconds. Hop on via your Wi-Fi and start surfing the streaming waves. So head on over to pennycult.org and click the Roku ad at the bottom of the page. Read all the information, check out the channels they offer, then choose which box works best for you. They have three to choose from. Pennycult.org, Roku ad at the bottom of the homepage. Man, they'll set you up.
Okay, I'll talk. In third grade, I cheated on my history exam. In fourth grade, I stole my Uncle Max's toupee and glued it on my face when I was Moses in my Hebrew school play. In fifth grade, I knocked my sister Edie down the stairs and I blamed it on the dog. And when my mom sent me to the summer camp for fat kids and they served lunch, I got nuts. I pigged out and they kicked me out. But now I'm growing up Goonie, and Goonies never say die down here in Tartine.
Welcome to Growing Up Goonie.
And cut, dog.
I'm Jay.
I'm KC Masterpiece.
I'm Richard. What?
Dick.
Oh, yeah, fitting, I guess.
Are you going to tell me your real name?
Stu.
Spank Dog.
And since this is... There's another episode out there that I may try to tweak the audio up on and release, but it was a video that we tried to shoot, and it just wasn't going to work. So,
what?
Exactly.
What?
So, to briefly go over what Growing Up Goonie is, like real quick, just so everybody out there knows.
No, it's not the Goonies.
And why it's called Growing Up Goonie. Because we all grew up in the era of the Goonies.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much it. I mean, that this show is about... us from kids up through our teen years. So we're going to cover some late 70s, all through the 80s, and through the 90s.
Probably
that's what this show...
70s, child of the 80s.
Yep. And that's what this show is mostly going to cover. And we're all a little bit different age group. Stu and I, being 3 months apart, we're the closest. Casey's a couple years younger.
Yep.
And, the baby of the group.
I'm younger.
And Spank is a couple years older.
Grandpa.
So that's why it's, you know... And like I always say, you know, the Goonies, when I was a kid, the Goonies were the adventure I always wanted to have. You watch the Goonies, you're like, I want to go on the adventure.
No
I want to find...
I want to be almost slaughtered in a...
I found my one-eye Willy, but I never found his treasure. Or, let's just put it this way.
Wasn't
one-eye Willy never found his booty.
Wasn't there One Eye Willie Treasure, the pearl necklace?
Want a pearl necklace. But this show is going to cover our real-life adventures as kids. And I think it'll be real nostalgic for everybody, because each week we're going to come with a basic topic.
Each week?
Well, okay, not each week. Each episode we're going to come with a basic topic, and then we'll just see where it goes from there.
We'll just let it ride.
Let it ride. This week's topic is first loves, first crushes, and first times.
Speaking of first rides.
That's pretty good. Our first episode that we tried to film, we filmed, and I might release later, or we might just try to redo it. I haven't decided yet. Is first rides. So I guess this one sort of is too. So
it all kind of ties in together.
Kind of.
All right. So let's go back. Let's go back to the beginning.
Yes.
Well, I was born in Chicago.
That's not what I meant.
Oh.
What's the earliest? We'll say crush of it, whether you had on them or they had on you, that you guys remember.
Well, the nurse that delivered me was kind of hot.
She had a thing for me. She touched my wee wee. For sure. I remember it was probably about second grade. There was this little girl. I wish I could remember her name. Had a crush on me, and of course I'm in second grade. I want nothing to do with this.
Right.
And she used to chase me around on the playground and on the bus trying to kiss me. And now I'm like, damn. Because that only happens when you're in the second grade. It never happens again the rest of your life. Because the rest of your life, you're like, she wouldn't have to chase me very long. So, you know what I'm saying?
Might have to chase you a couple rooms.
No, stop. Okay. and that's the earliest I remember. Now, what about you guys?
For me, the earliest was in kindergarten. This girl named Alyssa Ringo.
I had a crush on my paste.
Hey, that's not
that
funny.
Wasn't until the seventh grade. Now, but yeah, I had a huge thing for this little girl named Alyssa Ringo, and you know, looked over on Facebook, which is creepy. But
no, it's not. But it's not creepy. I guarantee everybody in this room has tried to Google or. Tried to Google or look up on Facebook or something at least one X. You're full of shit. First of all, you're a liar if you're going to sit here and say you haven't Googled any of your exes, because I know that's a lie. And second, you're friends with some of your exes
Daisy.
On Facebook. So I don't want to hear it,
doesn't it?
No, sometimes it's regretful.
That they're your ex?
That they try to sell you stuff.
Yeah, you know, he gets a message like, ooh, one of my exes wants to be my friend. Awesome. Oh, she just wants to sell me shit.
Damn it.
What about you guys? No, wait. You looked her up on Facebook and?
Still hot.
Well, that's a plus. It's not like.
It has nothing to do with him. Though.
But she lives in a different state. So. Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, well. Chris Rowe.
Sarah.
But the weird thing is about Alyssa, her mom kind of looked like a Vulcan. It was weird.
Vulcans can be hot. Kirstie Alley was a Vulcan.
Yeah, but she was hot. Nah.
I never found her attractive.
She was hot. Nah.
She was pretty hot in Cheers.
I didn't like her, though. I don't know. It's a weird thing. Huh?
Yeah.
What about you guys? First crush of any sort that you remember?
I know. Mine was like in kindergarten as well. Girl, what? I forget her name now.
I can't remember.
Maura Brennan.
Ooh, Maura, that's kind of a cool name.
Yeah, I tapped it.
Except, good Lord, the rest of her life, how many jokes? I want to get Maura.
Well, she, if I can remember, she was pretty hot then. I would hope she's pretty hot now.
Well, we all are.
To Google.
To Google. Google that.
I don't think it's Brennan anymore.
Do you remember?
Never know.
Actually, no, I don't.
Did any of you ever have crushes on a teacher?
Yes. Good God,
Student teacher.
Student teacher, right? Me too, but never an actual teacher.
Actually, yes. In high school.
In high school.
My Spanish teacher.
Which one was his name?
I forgot her name.
I took German.
She had a really big nose, though.
And I did have a female, but I didn't have a crush on her. I had a crush on a student teacher mildly in high school, but never a teacher. Dude. Reading for enjoyment, right? Yes. We had the same class. She was hot, yes. Right?
Man, when I was in the eighth grade, I had this teacher who looked like a young Halle Berry, I swear.
What was his name?
Yeah.
Hey. Young Halle Berry.
Hey, if you knew a dude that looked like Halle Berry, you'd be considering it.
I thought you said, never mind.
Yeah, don't. It's not going to make sense, whatever you say. I never really had an official crush on a teacher. It was just one of those things where I didn't really have that many hot teachers. Mr. Masonic was kind of hot, but this dude's like, no, he wasn't. I never really did have the teacher crush.
Well, you
crush
always thing. Had the old or boring teachers. So yeah. You never had the hot.
Not very many.
Really?
Oh. I don't really remember a whole lot of.
Yeah, I mean, I had an old science teacher. His eyes bugged out of his head.
Ah, Mr. Stanzel?
Yes.
I remember back in the day.
I even made a clay pottery thing of.
You made. Oh, the Jew came out a little. I made a clay pottery. I made a golem out of clay.
That's more Israeli. Than, oh.
What?
No?
What?
You started saying something, and you were like,
well, that's more Israeli, I'm thinking, you know.
No.
Hebrew.
Yeah, granted, but, I mean, you're only here born, like, in Israel.
It's
or,
Hebrew.
Yeah, granted, but, all right. I'm going to a tangent. Let's
Hebrew
move on.
Is Israel.
Stop I know.
Him before he goes any farther.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just giving him the shovel and letting him dig his own hole. I haven't right. said it. I'm just sitting here and staring at him.
One foot in the hole already, Casey.
He's like, anyway, I'm just saying, Israeli. Can you guys hear me down here? What? I wasn't saying a word. I was just looking at him. all right, so let's get into it. Let's get into the real nitty-gritties of the whole thing.
Uh-oh.
First girlfriend, how old and how did you meet? We're going to start with you, Spank Dog. First girlfriend that you really remember, the first, as we're going to say, quote-unquote, serious girlfriend. Around what year? How did you meet? How old were you? Things along those lines.
Let's see. I was 14.
Late bloomer.
Her name was Cindy. She lived in...
Her
Lola.
Name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
I actually met her at church camp. In
this one time?
Yeah, this one time camp. At church camp.
Jesus
you
blessed
and
me.
Church does don't seem like they would get along.
Well, you'd be surprised. One interesting thing I do remember about her, we took her with us on a trip to Metamore, Indiana.
Oh, hold up. Man, every what? Line he says, you expect to end way worse than it does. One thing I remember about her, we took her with us, and I expect like something gross to come out any
yeah.
second, but it's just not going to happen, is it?
Now, the only fun thing I remember about that trip was that was the first time I ever got to feel a chick's tit.
And there
skin.
We are.
Man, I just had to hold my tongue.
Go right
about,
ahead, Jay.
I was about to go,
say
and
it,
how did your mom
it.
Feel about it when you grabbed her tit?
Oh.
Don't. What was that? You're gonna throw at me?
My cigarette.
Oh, you ain't gonna throw your cigarettes at me.
Fine, I'll throw this at you.
No.
I don't need it.
Well, hey, hey.
My first girlfriend, I know you guys know this story, mm-hmm. was Courtney. Courtney Napier.
That you met at the roller skating rink.
I did meet her at the roller skating. Fuck you, Stu. I know a lot of your first stories, all right?
Oh, easy
I
there.
Did meet her at the roller skating rink. This would have been right around 1988, and I was 11, 12.
8 miles an hour.
And at the roller skating rink, you could buy these fake roses.
Yep.
And you could be like, have them sent out to people. And I didn't know this girl's name. I just thought she was real cute. I remember she used to wear this, like, tie-dye shirt. It was kind of baggy, you know, because... You know, she was like that, you know. But I had my buddy go out and find out her name, and then you give it to the DJ, and you're like, I have a rose up here for Courtney, you know, and they skated up there. Well, of course, you know, I'm like 12, so her friend, Devin, was a chick, came up to me. She's like, did you buy somebody a rose? And, of course, you have to act cool. So I'm like, maybe, because that's as cool as I knew it to be at 12 years old.
You said it just like that, huh?
Yeah, I was like, Maybe. I actually had a deeper voice before puberty, which was really weird. That's true. I did. My
like
voice.
You were Barry White, you know, when
I was
you were
like,
2 years old.
I was like, and then I hit puberty, and I was like, whoa, what the hell? I'm Justin Bieber.
More like Michael Jackson.
I don't know what that was. But, yeah, and so we ended up exchanging phone numbers and, you know, a lot of phone talking because that's what we did. I remember I like tell
no texting.
No texting. I used to call her all the time, and she was really into Depeche Mode, and this was before I listened to Depeche Mode. I was into, well, at the time I thought Two Live Crew was awesome because they cussed a lot, and I was 12. But I was really into, you know, like Def Leppard and Poison and stuff. And every time I'd call her, she'd start singing Reach Out and Touch Faith, only she would sing Reach Out and Suck Face. And she lived on, make this shit up, what road did she live on? Do you remember, Stu? I've told you this. Jackass Hill. That's the name of the road. But the best story, I call her one day. You know how stupid kids can be, right? You know, I call, answer the phone. It's like, hello? And I said, hi. Do you know who this is? No, but I bet you're calling for Courtney, aren't you? Maybe. It was her mom. I felt kind of stupid. What are you going to do? Anyway, I'm going to tell the story, and then we can move on to one of you guys. So anyway, she calls me one day, shut up, Stu, and she says, meet me at Elitch's. And Elitch's was an amusement park in Colorado. It was kind of like Americana. There's a little amusement park here. And she says, I says, okay. And she says, bring one of your friends. So, you know, I said, okay. So me and Zach go to Elitch's. And she showed up with another dude. Bitch ruined my life. Fuck you, Courtney. Shit, that's how I got dumped. She invited me to an amusement park, showed up with another dude.
Well, I got a first girlfriend dumping story.
She pissed me off and I shot her. I buried her in the backyard. Probably shouldn't have said that on here.
Well, my first girlfriend / lady friend, I call all my girlfriends now.
Wait, how old were you?
15, 16, something like that.
All right.
But basically, she sort of looked like a young Tyra Banks in a way.
Whatever.
Oh, come on.
I'm exaggerating. I'm trying to give a compliment to the lady.
I'm thinking all right. Grace
I'm trying Jones to do here. A favor here. Okay.
Grace Jones in the Tiger Meat.
She said, I'm thinking more Grace Jones.
Come on, Mr. Claw.
I was
Claw.
Just going to ask, how is it that all your exes resemble some
Holly Berry, great, or Tyra Banks?
Teacher was Holly Berry look-alike.
Man, I don't know where you grew up, but I grew up with anybody that looked like Holly Berry or Tyra Banks.
I lived in a magical place called Mount Healthy. Thank you. It was magical.
Like, I did a lot of drugs. all right, so Tyra Banks.
Yeah. So I'm dating Tyra Banks, and she's over in my house.
But
I'm
and like, then you woke up from that dream.
I'm like, look, and bitch, then he had women are knocking down my door. Okay. So you're dating this girl. You're 15.
Yeah,
so.
We were dating, you know, for a while. You know, we would, you know, go over, you know, have a little, you know, snack or something. And
by snack, you mean?
I'm a gentleman. I don't kiss and tell.
Bullshit. You do, too.
You had sandwiches, didn't
I
you?
Get a text message after one date. Like,
I hey, man. That bitch.
Hey, man, my date went well last night. Oh, really? Yeah. It's almost over now. I'm taking her home.
Do you want to smell my fingers?
He never said that. He never said do you want to smell my fingers.
Well, I was texting. It was kind of hard to smell.
He did text, I'm sniffing my own finger, but it's hard to text and sniff my finger at the same time.
I dated Tyra Banks for a few months, okay. And then after a while.
And motherfucker, if you're dating Tyra Banks, not only had you better tell, you had better take pictures. Continue.
Well,
and video.
Not a few, though. I've seen those.
The one was a spread eagle. Yeah.
Oh, that is a vision I didn't want to have. He said he wanted us to throw up before the night was over.
Yeah. Shaggy carpet. Anyway,
so where, Casey, would you rather?
Where's that bathtub of
Sea Geek and News?
Well, we went out for a few months, and a friend of mine who looked exactly like Steve Irwin, right?
Wait a minute, stop, stop. Forewarning.
Swallow.
I was trying to swallow it, but you kept laughing harder and harder, and every time I would go to swallow it, I'm like, it's coming back up. This sounds gross, but dude, what the fuck? All the girls he knows are supermodels. All the fuckers he hangs out with are Steve Urkel. And people, you don't understand. I had most literally just taken a drink of my soda as he goes, this dude looked like Steve Urkel. All
right, dude. Forewarning. You wait for no mouth to be empty when you say shit like that.
All right. All right, anybody's drinking anything?
No.
All right, okay. Okay. So, my friend Carlson Banks and I. No, this dude who looked exactly like Steve Urkel, right?
By the way, Jaleel White was on the season premiere of House.
Who's that?
Urkel. Steve Urkel.
Urkel.
Oh, Stefan?
Stefan, yeah. Urkel.
Who?
Stefan Urkel.
Oh, see, I didn't
Stephen
know.
Urkel was Stefan. Never mind.
Yeah, F him. He stole my
Go
girl.
Go back in your little hole, Stu.
Anyway, but yeah.
Yeah, but he had a thing for the girl next door I was dating, right? And apparently in gym class with... no. That was next year. Anyway, me and the girl next door were in gym class, in same class. And this one dude, right, comes up. And he's like a captain of the high school basketball team or whatever. Oh. And you're thinking, like,
and this is coming from captain of the chess team.
So we were rivals, right? So, anywho,
I was always up in his shit. He never liked it. Yeah. I was competing with him on such a level.
Yeah. It was a big rivalry at the high school. It was nuts. But you know, he was starting to hit on my girl, right? So I'm getting like, wait, what the F's going on here?
I'm gonna throw a pawn at your face.
Checkmate, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
So the girl next door blows him off, right? So it's like,
ooh,
whoa.
Right in front of you?
No, he no, not.
Oh! All
right, you had to explain that one.
Yeah.
Because our minds.
Double entendre.
Yeah.
She did it twice?
No.
Stu went in the other room. I don't know what he's doing. Ew.
But she decided to.
What? No!
Damn it, Stu! That was in college. Come on!
Nobody said Betty White.
He's went from Halle Berry.
All right, so she tells him pretty much to hit the bricks.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Urkel comes by. She's all over Urkel.
So
both
wait.
Me and the captain of the basketball team and captain of the chess club
Captain
are stunned.
Get in all this.
So here's what you missed. All right, he's dating Tyra Banks, and the captain of the football team comes up and hits on her, and she tells him to go F himself. But then Steve Urkel comes after her, and she dicks over KC for Urkel. What's that say about you?
I don't know.
You lost?
I could understand her ditching the captain of the
basketball team.
I was captain of the chess club, damn it.
Maybe she had a thing for geeky dudes.
You lost captain? Out to the biggest nerd in high school.
Did Urkel ever go, clap your hands, everybody. Everybody clap your hands.
Because then he's the biggest nerd of all.
No. Go ahead, Stu. It's Lambda.
Lambda.
Omega Mu.
You can't see us now, but we're actually doing like robot formation.
Yeah.
And Stu's got his hair up and glasses on, just like the one dude.
Poindexter.
So what about you, Stu, your first girlfriend that you remember?
Can we just add his?
No.
I like Tyra Banks.
I like Tyra Banks, too. I DVR Tyra every day. I don't
first
really.
First girlfriend, huh? Hmm.
Still waiting. Haven't met her yet.
No, I'm trying to forget.
No.
Well, she's kind of my first in a couple areas, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. She was your first girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought your first was just some prom night cup of water.
Cup of water.
That's how he described her, as a cup of water. Warm water. That's what he described it as.
Sexy.
Her.
Did you say her in
Didn't she end up sleeping
marks?
With somebody else on
no,
prom?
No.
Okay, different prom.
Else. No, that was prom. No, this is homecoming.
Oh, okay.
Our King of Hearts dance. What?
We had the King of Hearts dances, too. It's okay. Nobody's safe. Throw her name out. We'll throw her right under the bus.
Ah, fuck. I forgot her name.
That's awesome.
That's how badly I wanted
How
to
long
forget.
Did you date her? So this would have been high school.
A few months.
This was high school then.
Yeah.
So how
17.
Old were you? You were 17 for your yeah. first girlfriend, really? It was your senior year of high school?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that was my freshman year. I got held back a few times.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I remember in eighth grade, there was an 18-year-old eighth grader.
Well, you went to Mount Healthy.
How did we get back to
it? He went
Good
to Mount
point.
Healthy, so there might have been
well,
a few.
Yeah, if you want to get it, we've had a couple 19 and 20-year-olds when we were in high school, too.
Yeah,
there was
at least two.
The guy in my senior class that was 21 when he graduated.
Yeah, see, wow. Yeah. You can't really, they get them in all.
So do tell, because I don't know everything here. How'd you meet?
Tony and the Gang.
Of course. I actually could have guessed that.
Who's Tony and the Gang?
No, they were
a band. Are they like Cool in the Gang?
Yeah. But the redneck version.
Yeah. Yeah, they were rednecks, and they, you know.
I'm trying to get a picture of like a redneck version of
okay.
She hit a little break, good times, come on, y'all.
Redneck wannabe version.
Wait, no. Where we gonna celebrate?
Yee-haw. This is how it all began. Kind of like get some kind of like that music, whatever. Me and a certain other were the only ones in this group that hadn't been deflowered, I guess.
Gotcha.
So you had your man cherry. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, me and another. It was a girl. So
this girl? No, it could have been this girl. Warm cup of water.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if it would have been her, she'd have problems.
No, you know the other girl that I was friends with, we had like a, how'd you say it?
Yeah.
A gentleman's bet to see who would lose.
Her?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
No?
Left eye?
No. No.
Oh, are we still friends with
yeah,
her? Okay.
We kind of had a gentleman's bet, but, you know, gentleman, female, you know.
Okay.
See who could lose their... VJ Netty,
gotcha.
Yes. First.
The V card, basically.
She's a girl. She's going to win that bet.
No. Nope.
Well, she could have.
She could have. She didn't. I did, because I took anything.
Yeah, we know.
Something that still goes on to this day.
Oh, it gets worse.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so that night, you know. These days, people didn't
so
really...
So tonight, baby, Stu's gonna get freaky with you.
Yeah.
He wants to lick you up and
well,
down.
These days, they didn't believe in razors too religiously back then.
Yeah.
Let's just say it was the...
Like a jungle down there.
Jungle nothing. It was a fucking rainforest.
Jungle love
yeah,
is driving Stu mad.
Yeah, and it smelled like a rainforest, too.
How
do you know what a rainforest smells like?
Okay.
Well, you know, that like, little piece of poop we were talking
about? Oh, again, see, geek and news. So, how? Okay. So.
You know, I wish I could talk like Halle Berry and, you know. Yeah.
I have an imagination, but go ahead.
So.
All right, well, Cindy Crawford.
So
there you go.
The only thing I ever got from Stu was my first time was like screwing a warm cup of water. And
yeah, it was pretty much that.
So that was that. And how did you guys break up? Did she dump you? Did you dump her?
I just stopped talking to her.
I got what I wanted.
As you say, phone calls were stopped being made.
So what did the loser get of the bet? Because I'm curious.
Nothing.
Oh, well, that's not a great
bet. It just got laid.
Because you guys should have been like, look, if neither of us have sex by the time of this hole, we get to have sex with each other. And then you would have purposely lost.
Yeah, you know, I wish that was the case. But no.
She posted some pictures recently on Facebook. She looks great. We're not naming names because we're friends with this person. Yes. She does. She looks really good.
Yeah, even though she says she doesn't.
She did. She looked great in the pictures.
Answer me this. Do I know this person?
Yes.
Yes.
What about me?
Met her. But, you know, I wouldn't really say you know her.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't know her that well.
I met her one night up at
we're done with that.
Rick's Tavern.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
It was.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, let's just say that.
Well, since we've all, Stu has mixed his first girlfriend in with his first time, should we go? Well, let's, before we skip, and if you don't have one, it's okay. Before we go into first times, let's talk about.
We could also include first ride with that, too.
What, car? Was your first time in your car?
No, it was first ride, though.
Oh, jeez. What about, so we had our first girlfriends. Where was your first? Let's throw it out this way. Was your first time before your first serious relationship? Because, you know, my 12-year-old girlfriend was not a serious. I thought it was when you're 12. It's everything.
Yeah, so I guess that's mine together.
Was your first time before your first serious relationship, or was your first serious, quote-unquote, relationship before your first time? Did you fall for someone? Did you have your first love, before your first, you know, Spanky, you probably
did. The first love was before the first time.
What about you, Casey?
Before the first
time. We know Stu's, because obviously he was not in love. My first love was most definitely before my first time.
But on a side note, when I was in the second grade, I almost got molested by a really hot chick. That sort of looked like Janet Jackson. but
she stepped out of the car looking more like Freddie Jackson.
Continue.
Round on all sides. Looked like she could eat a bucket of chicken in no time at all.
So here's the thing. Stu and I both moved. And now, I was born in Ohio, but I moved out of Ohio in the late 80s. And Stu and I both moved. Well, I moved back to Ohio. He moved to Ohio in 1990. We went to high school together, but we didn't become friends till, I mean, we knew each other, especially towards the end of high school, just through mutual friends, but we didn't start hanging out until 1994. So even though he tells the story of high school, and I knew his friends, and I knew who he was in high school, I never knew this girl. So, but the story of my first love... Wow, that almost came out really bad. I was kind of like, Stu was involved. But he was involved with the first love. Look, he's already cringing and ducking his head.
Yeah. There's a look of shame on Stu's face right now.
So when I was probably about 19 or so years old, I worked at this gas station and everything. And I'd gotten kind of chunky kid and everything. I was not a chunky kid, but I got a little chunky and... some shit had went down. I dated this girl briefly who wigged out for one reason or another. I dated her, and we got along great, and, like, we had a couple really fantastic dates, and I thought everything was going well. And then one night we go out on this date, and we end up parking somewhere, and we're making out for, like, fucking hour and a half. It's really, I mean, it's going really well. Mm. And then all of a fucking sudden, she just goes, I want to go home. I'm like, all right, you know, something wrong, you know. I mean, I haven't done anything, you know. I need to go home. I was like, all right. So I take her home, and I'm like, is everything all right? And she's like, well, I just don't think I can see you anymore, which really fucks a dude over. Like, what, we had
blue balls.
She had a great date. No, I wasn't expecting anything like it. But what I'm saying is, just had a really nice date.
Dude, you're kissing for, you're making out for, what, an hour, right?
Yeah, something like that. And then all of a sudden, like, I don't want to, the fuck? So me being a kind of a chunky guy, I took it very personal, right? I'm thinking, obviously, there's something wrong with me. Because at the time, you don't know that some people are just fucked up. And turns out she was just fucked up. She was fucked up. But I took it very personal. And went kind of nuts in my own head. And
you said nuts in your head.
Ended up moving to Dayton, Ohio, which is about an hour, give or take, 45 minutes of where we live now. Lost a shit ton of weight. Just became out workout nut. I mean, I would work out constantly. Lost like 80-some pounds. Kind of shut myself off. You know, my friends would come see me. They'd come hang out with me, like Stu and Randy and Kara, some other friends of ours. They would come up and see me on a regular basis. And Missy would come see me. But other than that, I'd kind of close myself off. And some friends of mine owned a movie theater. And so I told him, I said, you know, I need a job. And he's like, I don't want to hire you for my theater. I can't pay you that much. And I said, well, dude, it's more than zero, which is what I'm making. You know, let me have a job. So they made me a shift manager. And actually, my mom ended up working there too, part-time, because my mom was a teacher. So in the summers and whatnot, she would work there. And she was a shift manager as well. So we never really worked together, but we would manage different shifts. And there were two girls that worked there. Both of them very cute. Stu can testify to this. Both of them were adorable. One of them had a boyfriend, and her name was Lisa, and Lisa and I became very good friends. Flirted a little, but never really went, you know, beyond the flirt thing. She had a boyfriend, you know. But we got along really well. The other girl who worked there, her name was Jen. Jen was beyond cute. Jen was hot.
Really?
And a redhead. And as we all know about Jay, redheads are my kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
Every man has his kryptonite.
We do.
Every man has his kryptonite. Yes. Every dude has his kryptonite. Mm-hmm. In other words, that one thing. I hear guys say all the time, I love redhead girls. Right. I love brunettes. Mm-hmm. I love blondes. But every dude has his kryptonite. What's your kryptonite? One type of girl that you would fall for it every time. It doesn't fucking matter.
Slutty redheads.
Well, I like redheads in general.
Red on
slutty.
The head, fire in the hole.
Casey?
That's a good one. I'm going to have to say
like,
Middle Eastern.
He
jerks.
Likes Middle Eastern. He likes like.
The dots. Well,
Indian and
like push India. The ones with the dots in their head.
Well, I mean, like, Indian, Pakistani, Saudi Arabian.
What about you, Stu?
Israeli,
what's your kryptonite?
I'm thinking more of the,
porn stars.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But that one type of girl that, I mean, you like all types of girls, but there's that one that you're always kind of like, Stu likes the ones with the boobs that drag on the ground, I can tell you that.
It's gotten lighter in the last
years. Stu loves big boobs.
I've gotten lighter. My
thing about Stu is I can tell you, like, if we were out in public, I could point at a girl and say, that's Stu's type of girl, but I don't know how to just describe it.
The girl's got to be, I got to describe.
Right.
See, I don't actually have.
Right, right.
They have to have a little meat, but they have to be.
He likes a little on a little meat on the bone.
They have to be athletic as well, and
he likes he likes a little ghetto in there. I've noticed he likes a little bit of the
a
little trashiness
bit of snap
in there.
In their step.
He
no,
does
really.
Little attitude, little
you
ghetto.
You should have went to my healthy.
You got a lot of that.
Yeah.
I would have kicked most of their asses.
Well, Jen was a hot, very athletic redhead. She was on 5 co-ed soccer teams.
Damn.
See, if you weren't interested in her, I know I would have been interested
in her.
Well,
yeah, on looks, but you weren't interested in her. You were interested in her friend, Ruby.
Yeah.
And that is your type of girl.
Ruby, so ho.
Which we used to sing that all the time. So I didn't want anything to do with Jen because I knew Jen was trouble from the start. I'm like, that girl's trouble for me. But everybody, all my parents and our friend who owned the theater, they're like, why don't you, you're a young single guy, why don't you ask her out? And I'm like, no, I'm not. Come on, just have some fun, you're young. But I didn't. She lived about a block away from me and just started showing up at my house one day. And she would show up at like, 8 o'clock at night and be like, hey, come on, let's go have some fun. And I mean, you don't tell a hot girl no. So I'm like, okay. I was going through some shit, whatever. We used to hang out and have a ball together. Me, her, Stu, her friend Ruby. We would all just go out. We'd play pool. We'd just have a ball. And I started falling for this girl. Hard. But I wasn't about to say shit about shit. Nothing. I wasn't going to say a damn word. Mm-mm. But Stu knew it. And he knew it was driving me nuts, too. So, he wasn't wrong for what he did. He was wrong for the night that he chose to do it. Because my 21st birthday, We all go out camping, and I get pretty intoxicated, and that's when Stu chooses to tell her that I was in love with her. The problem is, she pulled the whole "I love him, but I'm not in love with him" friend thing, and I'm drunk, so of course.
Yeah,
yep, and I'm wasted. Yeah, so I'm bawling. Why don't you love me? He didn't cock block me. He thought he was doing me a favor. But yeah, it was a big fiasco that night. Of course, I'm drunk and hungover. And
no, cock block would have been like, hey, you want to like go out there sometime? Shit like that.
Well, I tell you, you know, funny things about all that stuff is the stuff that happens later in life, you know, when you find out they've been looking for you or searching out, weird stuff like that. It's like, too late.
True.
But, you know, she was my first
was she searching for you?
Love. Not her, but the other one. Epic. You remember that? That conversation we had at Uno's Pizza or Chicago Bay? It was Uno's, yeah. She was my first love, though. She was my first love. I was mad about her, man. She was just an awesome person, so. But as it turns out, the reason she didn't want to date was not a personal thing. She had a goal in mind, and a dude did not play into that goal right then and there. It was 5 co-ed teams to get a scholarship and go to college, and no dude was going to interfere with that. I don't
education
know.
Education on the mind. And
don't know that she made it, but that's cool. We stayed friends, or we tried to for a while.
If I recall, I don't think she, at least the last time we saw her, she wasn't at that point.
I haven't seen her in years. Yeah, no, last time we seen her, but, I mean, it's been a long, long time. Long time. And she has had a common enough name that even if you wanted to Google it, you probably wouldn't find her. You'd probably find 1,000 before you found her. So,
Smith.
No. Jones. It was Brooks. But, what about you guys? First love?
First love love?
Yeah, first time you fell in love.
Oh, gosh. wow. I remember when I was a young scamp.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
I was in.
Her name was Sierra.
Yeah, it was college, and I was.
Her name was college.
No,
I'm lost on the Sierra thing.
Was
I'm
she
sorry.
Captain of the women's chess team?
R&B.
No,
singer.
But that is hot.
You know, we were going with all the hot.
Girls. I got you now. I was just a little confused. I was drinking.
Missy Elliott.
I'm drinking Sierra Mist, so I was really like, I don't fucking get the reference. So it's weird.
Her name was Missy Elliott.
So you met her in college?
Well, it was a part-time job in college. I was working as a surveyor, you know, one of those phone call surveyors. You know, and we were testing
guys
out.
I used to hang up on all the time.
Yeah.
Fuck you, don't call me again, click.
I remember you.
And then then cut to the scene of Kevin in the office. Oh, why do they all hate me?
You do get kind of that depression, but there was this really hot chick there, right? She was, let's see, yay high. She was sassy. You know, she had this really curly hair. And
there was a little girly with a little curly right in the middle of her forehead.
She was like half black, half white. She sort of looked like Betty Boop, but with a smaller head.
Yeah. Well, thank God, because Betty Boop's got a big head.
Yeah, but I bet she'd get some great head.
Oh, yeah.
Feel like a bowling ball, you know, going up and down on that, but, you know.
Whatever, right?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever.
So the big question is,
yeah, shoot.
Was it reciprocated?
You know, back in the day, being so freaking shy and whatnot, we flirted a lot, but I don't, you know, by the time I wanted to actually ask her out, she was gone.
Yeah. Because I killed her, and I buried her in the back. That's the problem with first loves, right? We never fall in love with the person we should.
And not at the right time.
Which one of you wants to go next? Who was your first love? Dr. Jones. Stu, I mean, I don't even know. Have you ever been in love with more than one person? You almost said myself. You dick. You almost went myself. He went. My.
I can honestly talk say about there's only been one person I've ever said the love word to, and that was at the wrong moment of time.
Yeah, well.
Kind of a little late.
Are we even allowed to talk about her on this show?
Do you think not like she's going to listen or anything?
That's right.
Well, I won't say names. But
who cares if she does?
Throw her under the bus.
He's not throwing her under the bus. He's not going to throw her under the bus.
She might try to sell me something.
Yeah. Because
well,
I was, there,
be
for,
a plug.
I was there for this story, too. Stu and I lived together for this story. Met her through friends.
Yeah, through friends. On and off for probably, 5 years?
Yeah, but the on part, the off came because of the L word. Not because he said it. Because he couldn't. It's kind of weird.
Couldn't spit it out?
Okay, no, see, here's the thing. Okay, we were on and off for about 5 years. She decided she wanted to say the love word, you know.
Right, that's what I said.
And I couldn't deal with it.
It was a fiasco.
And apparently she thought I was saying that I wasn't attracted to her anymore because she was, like, fat and ugly or something like that.
Right.
Apparently I wasn't attracted to her in that way anymore, like that.
Right. I got to
so
psychoanalyze the whole situation.
She became psycho and shit like that.
No, please.
But then
I get a real scoop. Stu was in love with the girl, but he'd never been in love before, and he was scared to death to admit what he might be. And when she expected him to say it back, he freaked out, and he didn't understand that he didn't understand why he didn't just want to have sex with her all the time. So he said, "I'm not attracted to you in that way." What he was trying to say, because Stu isn't very eloquent when he speaks. What are you looking at?
Yeah, you were just staring.
I saw something crawling outside the door,
like a bug.
Like a, yeah, something.
Or a monkey. Because you heard about that dude who just, all those animals that got loose.
Yeah.
And the lion ate the monkey.
And the monkey
had a herpes. Did you hear about this?
No.
So now the lion's got
herpes. This dude was keeping all these exotic animals.
I heard
over
about
here.
That. I didn't hear about
yeah,
the whole
found,
monkey.
Yeah, they found one of the monkeys in the lion's belly.
And it had herpes.
Well, I guess a lot of the animals had things wrong with them. Anyway, I think Stu's, he wasn't very eloquent in how he put things. I don't think what he meant to say is I'm not attracted to you in that way. I think what he was attempting to say and just didn't know how to say it was I don't understand why I don't just want to be having sex all the time. So he come out as I'm not, and she took that as you're not attractive, which is not what he said. But, you know, Stu, he's sometimes words, blah, you know.
Right. Didn't filter your words before you said them.
The problem with this whole thing is it all took place at a nightclub that we all happened to be at.
Which is not Mexican.
Which nightclub is Mexican?
Pretty much.
The clientele.
Yeah.
This is a problem. Because we had,
after,
they had ridden there together. You seeing the problem here?
Yes, I do.
So, all I know is my friend and his girlfriend, or was his girlfriend, when we got to the club, disappeared. They went to talk. She climbed out of your truck.
She told me to stop, and she got out.
And you tried to get her to get back in. She wouldn't do it.
No. Yep. And then she made this whole thing, like, saying I kicked her out of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then Stu realized he'd kind of effed up.
Years came by down the road, about a year or so.
They would occasionally.
I became the gay friend.
That's what she told her
husband.
Husband, that Stu was her gay friend. He's like, yeah, I'm gay for that vagina. So they would occasionally hook up and then not hook up.
And that was when I realized I was actually in love with her. And
too late.
Yeah.
Well, it's too late. Baby, no, it's
she
too
left me
late
for a guy named Roger.
Is that who she's with now?
Yes.
She didn't leave you for him.
Well, she didn't leave me, but
that was weird. Stu just stopped.
The microphone cover.
Stu stopped talking and pet his microphone as if it was the most normal freaking. Yes, Roger. She did not leave you for Roger. She went Roger away after you guys. Bob.
Yeah, but she abruptly just stopped. Because
she dated Gabe after all that stuff.
But she abruptly just stopped seeing me after, at that point.
What are you going to do?
And then, next thing you know, she's trying to sell me stuff.
She looks great, though.
Yeah, her boobs have stayed about the same.
But she looks good.
So how many Amway products do you have to
buy? She doesn't sell an Amway.
It's not Amway. Not Amway.
Selling wrong way products.
What about you, Swank Dog?
First love was the girl I mentioned earlier, Cindy. Church camp.
Church
deal.
Camp.
Met her through my ex-best friend. We dated for about 6 months, but that never came out of that one except the...
Is that the one with the Gatling gun?
No. Ought to be smacked
for that
one. What was
his name? That's right. I got a Gatling gun at home in my closet. Oh, really? Do you? Shut up.
Yeah, the only thing...
I mean, come on, man. If you're going to lie, lie good.
Yeah.
I have a Gatling gun.
At least say you have a missile launcher.
He was like 19. One of us believe he had a Gatling gun at home in his closet.
Not even. I don't even.
For
think
he might not even
19. At the time when he made
he
that
had to be around there. Yeah, Michael's
17,
days.
18.
My tech is in the garage.
Anyway, sorry.
I got a law in the trunk of my car. Okay.
Sorry about that. Good.
Yeah. Was that your vote of approval over there, or what?
How'd you guys break up?
It was just one of the over the phone. It was one of those things that happened. I was crushed over that one,
baby. I love you real, real good, but baby, sometimes you hurt me. Pain in my head, I'm sorry. What I was saying reminded me of every Boys to Men song, because they had that one member of the group that all he did was talk in a deep voice. They would all sing and he'd be like, oh, baby, sometimes you hurt me real bad, but it's okay, baby.
Oh, baby.
It's okay, because I still love you.
Baby, I love you.
Even when you sleep with my brother.
Yeah, the one with the really high voice.
Pain in my head, oh, what will we do? Spinning around and around.
All the week.
Boom.
And then you got the harmony.
End of the road.
No, I can't let go. Oh, I love you. I forgot to rest.
It's so natural.
It's so natural.
I belong to you. Baby, baby.
Speaking of songs and stuff, Courtney, my first girlfriend. Yeah. So when she dumps me, I decide to dedicate a song at the roller rink, and I'm like 12, so I'm not that smart when it comes to these things.
Uh-oh.
I had. This is I was like,
the Boys to Men end of the road.
The Boys to Men weren't even around then. Oh. This was the 80s, man. Nope. I was like, I want you to dedicate Every Breath You Take by the Police. I didn't know it was about stalking. I had no clue.
You know, Sting has came up with some
she didn't know
creepy
it either.
Songs, if you think about it. I mean, Roxanne's about a stripper.
Roxanne? That's not a creepy song. He's telling her, girl, you ain't got to strip no more. I will love you. I will take care of you.
The red light.
You know how to put on a red light.
Every breath.
All right. First time. Stu's out of this one. We already know his
first
time.
Like, that
we
off.
Talk about Aladdin.
That was first.
It's Stewie, Stewie is he, first Stew and his weenie. Hung like 10.
I can't even think about that movie without thinking about BJ.
Little action figure men, Stewie is he. wow, first time. Amazingly, Stu was there for that for me too.
Awkward. I was there in the audience.
Yeah. We've often said for my first time I got a standing ovation. And this is a true story. If anything I hold against you in life, it's not that you told Jen I loved her, it's that you made me meet Priscilla. So, Stu, we go one night Stu, we used to go random places, and he's like, I'm going to stop someplace. And I'm like, all right. So we pull into a trailer park. Should have been my first warning. Sorry, Spanky.
Two trailer park girls around the outside.
But she lived in a trailer park. Stu's like, or Spanky's like, yeah, I know about them trailer park girls.
Yeah, I do.
Two trailer park girls go around the outside.
My dick. And so we go into this trailer park, and Stu, we park in front of this trailer, and I'm fucking around in the car with something, the radio or something. Stu's talking to this girl for a while. And I'm not really paying attention. I don't really care. And she says something to him. And Stu's like, no, no, to hell with you, no. And he starts laughing and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? So we go to leave. And Stu's like, you want to know what she said to me? I'm like, okay. He's like, she wanted to know if you were single, wanted me to give you her number. And I just started laughing. He's like, I was like, dude, I wouldn't. Fucking step on a friend's dick. He's like, nah, man, if you want her number, I'll give it to you. I was just trying to fuck her. He's like, I didn't want nothing from her. But I said, no. I was like, nah, it's okay. I'm not really interested. So a couple weeks later, she came over to my apartment, and you came over to my apartment, and our friend Leah came over to my apartment. And Leah had this crush on Stu, and for some reason or another, shit really hit the fan that night. And she had ridden over there with you, Priscilla had. But Leah got all upset, and you decided you needed to go talk to her because things were getting real thick, and you were like, Stu didn't like her like that, but she had this major thing for you, dude. And Stu's like, I'm going to go talk to her, you know, and I was like, all right. And you asked me if I could give Priscilla a ride home. And I was like, yeah, that's fine, that's fine. So I'm giving her a ride home, and we're in the car, and she's like, did Stu tell you, you know, what I said? And, you know, again, I'm trying to play cool, like, what you talking about, baby?
What you talking about, Willis?
Of course you're getting that low voice.
And she's like, well, that I wanted you, you know, to have my number. I'm like, oh, yeah, he mentioned something like that. But, you know, I'm too cool for that, you know. Anyway, so she and I talked for a bit, and she was cool, and she gave me her number, and I was like, all right, cool. So we started chatting on the phone, went out a couple times. And then one night, we were having the fucked up winter El Nino party. See, we used to have parties, but we believed every party had to have a theme, even if it was a stupid theme. So we had the fucked up winter El Nino party. In other words, hey, the winter had been fucked up because of El Nino. We're going to have a party. And we had this tiny little apartment in the top of a house. It was like the bottom was one house. But we knew our neighbors. They were cool. I lived with this girl. Yeah, they would open their doors. We'd open ours. We'd have a big-ass party. And, I mean, we're just a little fucking apartment. We had like 40 people in there. It was insane is what it was. Yes, yes. Those things you see in movies really happened. There were beer cans floating in our aquarium. Somebody kicked the screen out and was walking around on a roof. Somebody locked herself in our bathroom because they were puking all over the place. Anyway, before the party started, and I dated this girl. I went out with this girl a couple times. She was at her house, and there was a couple other people at the apartment, but another girl was coming that had a crush on me. Now, I didn't date this girl. I didn't want to date this girl, but I knew she had a crush on me, and she would get kind of weird. So I asked Priscilla. I said, "Can come in my room for a minute. I need to talk to you." All right? And she comes in there, and I'm like, look, I just want to kind of warn you. This other girl's coming. She has a kind of a crush on me. You and I have just started dating. If she starts acting weird, I just don't want you to get all offended. You know, there's nothing going, okay, fine. Well, then she just sort of starts kissing me. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then, you're right. So the next thing we know, we lay back on the bed.
And it's all biscuits and gravy.
She straddles. We start going at it. I flip her over. I start going at it. I get one of the coolest comments you can ever get for your first time, which was, are you sure this is your first time? And I said, pretty sure. I think I would remember.
Oh, yeah.
So at some point, more guests arrived. But I was busy.
Right.
Right.
You didn't care about the guest.
Right. So I walk out of the bedroom.
Hold on. First off, all right. Before I walked out of the bedroom, the only reason and main reason why anyone knew was because the bed wasn't exactly quiet.
But let's hold up. But I didn't have a metal bed frame. It was wooden.
Yeah. So in other words, all you hear is boom, 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 boom.
I can tell you stories, man. We broke that bed. Not that night, but later. We did break that bed frame.
So, continue.
I walk out, you know, I straighten myself up, you know, walk out. Now, when I went in there, it was like four people out there. But when I came out, there was quite a few more, and they're all fucking staring. And, of course, I get this look of, oh, shit, on my face. And then I get, woo! Just everybody starts clapping. I'm like, oh, fuck. So
yeah, that's what you did.
Yeah, a couple times that night. And the best part is...
And even one of your friends...
One of my friends gets wasted. Fucking, I mean, passed out drunk. And we put him in my room and, you know, continue with the party. And later that night, she and I go retreat back to my room. It's pitch black in there, and he's passed out, and you can't see anything. But we decide we're going, you know, going at it again.
Wait a minute. Wasn't me and my girl at the time sleeping on the bed?
Fuck, you might have been. Was I having sex on the floor? Were you in my fucking bed?
You were right next to him.
No, I wasn't that close
to him. So you were sleeping on top of your passed out friend with Stu in the room?
Yes. No. Our friend, no, wait, hold on. This story's funny enough without that.
Okay.
So he's passed out over in the corner next to my dresser, and we're kind of, you know, going at it. All of a sudden, I guess he woke up, but he's really fucking drunk. And I don't know what he tried to do, get up or something, but he fucking, all we hear is him hit the dresser with his head like, thud. Oh, fuck. Now you're in the middle of having sex, and trust me, you both start laughing. Like, yeah. I, as crude as it may be, and I am who I am, man.
Sex concussion.
I have had sex in a room with a girl while another couple was in the room across the room having sex as well.
Yeah, orgy.
That was my first time, too.
Somebody else was having sex in the room.
No, I've given a girl a sex concussion.
Stu's
but in the process breaking the headboard in four places.
Stu's ex girlfriend gave me a concussion, but we weren't having sex, but it did involve a bed.
We were playing hide and go.
Or was that you who gave me the concussion?
Well, I did.
That's what I kept telling my wife. I said, I'm gonna a bunch of
freaking adults playing hide and go seek, and I ended up with a fucking concussion. Beautiful. You're it. First times, guys. What do you tell? Tell the tale.
Remember that cat lady I was telling you about?
Uh-huh, I do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I sex with one of her cats. First time, white or black?
White girl.
Because we've asked you this. Have you had sex with more white girls or black girls?
Well, here's the thing. It's sort of like...
I've never had a black girl.
I've never had a black girl either. They don't want us.
I've had Hawaiian.
It's Hawaiian?
He's been with a Hawaiian girl, yeah. Mm-hmm. Steve's been with quite
a
few
girls. Girl.
Yeah. Stu's been with a few.
Yes, I do.
Stu's been with a few girls named Heather, and then I married a girl named Heather.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You do.
So your first time.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like I'm around more white chicks, so.
Right. And I guess that's what it boils down to. We talked about that.
Yeah, it's just a matter of math, really. I mean, if you're around. Imagine if you were like in Jamaica, all right? Now, of course, there's white chicks in Jamaica.
But there's more black girls in Jamaica.
Right, and you're probably going to go after the hot
black girls with those sexy accents.
A Jamaican accent is hot as hell.
Yeah, wearing them skimpy little bikini tops.
Come to the island.
Come on your island, yeah.
Yeah.
So your first time was a white chick.
Yep. Teacher.
She was your teacher or a teacher?
A teacher. Yeah. Not my teacher, but a teacher.
And did she look like Angelina Jolie?
No, she looked like an overweight Renee Zellweger.
That's not like not Bridget bad. Jones, yeah. Renee Zellweger.
Sort of, but a little heavier.
I like Renee Zellweger.
I do too. What are you doing with your hand?
What?
Huh?
He wants you to adjust his plug.
It's pushed in.
What? Tell us.
Well, it's my thing went to sleep.
Here, mine's the one.
Anyway.
Okay.
It just went to sleep. It's and my battery's dying. It's at 11%, so. Anyway, so tell us your tale of your first time.
Well, you know, besides the cats being around looking at us while we're going at it.
Cats?
Yeah, she was a cat lady. So well, sort of. She had like about three to four cats. But, we first started off in her basement of her condo.
Then
went upstairs. No, we did it on the stairs.
Okay.
And then
when we need tales of your first time, I don't need those kind of details.
Well, that's the case,
what did you just say? I thought the idiots would like to know.
The idiots? Did you just call them idiots?
Yes,
no,
he did.
No, I didn't. I just kind of fumbled. Yes,
over mouth, insert foot.
I mean, how did this all come about?
Well, we were at a party, and me looking older than I actually am. Yeah, no.
Yeah, what
50.
The fuck? He's younger than us, and the man, he shaves his head because if he doesn't.
Yeah, he does shave
his head. Gray.
Yeah.
Not
worse,
like you.
Worse than me.
Oh, Lord, yes.
I've seen it.
Yeah, it's.
It's like George Clooney over here.
But black.
Ooh.
Wow.
George. Yeah, that's a selling point. George. Black George Clooney looking for a hot chick.
Black George Clooney, you mean looking for a hot chick? You just said white George Clooney looking for a hot chick.
I guess that's
what are you saying? George Clooney's black.
I guess that's better than a black Teddy Roosevelt.
So you met her at a party.
Depends. I could get a lot of hot steampunk chicks that way.
Dead.
You met her at a party.
Yeah, it was just a party.
And was party! It that, was it that night?
Well, it was like a party over in Marriott, and it wasn't that night. It was actually a couple weeks after that, and. You know, I was riding up to her crib in my beat-up blue Buick at the time, I think. Yeah, it was a blue Buick. But we had Mexican food, so there was a lot of farting going on.
Oh, come on. Let me ask you this question, because I'm curious. Did you know it was going to happen that night?
You know, I kind of have a sixth sense for these things.
Because I didn't fucking know. I had no idea.
You know what? I'm lying. I didn't know. I didn't have no idea.
I had
plans too.
I know you did. You just said it was a bet.
It was.
I knew mine was.
I had no protection with me. Nothing. I pulled and prayed, my friends.
Oh, jeez. Whoa. I would have used like a
and
plastic
thank God
sandwich bag.
The
or something.
Praying worked.
Yeah, thank God, right? Because we had lots of unprotected sex, and she had something wrong with her. I don't remember the exact detail, but she thought that she couldn't have kids. Turns
works.
Out I just got really lucky because she's had kids. Oh, and what I didn't mention is it turned out after 4 months of dating her that she turned out to be the biggest bitch that ever walked planet Earth. And I'm not just saying that. I don't say bad things about hardly any of my girlfriends. I got along with most of them. Stu, back me up.
Yes.
About her.
Yes.
She turned out to be the biggest bitch that ever walked planet.
Pretty much, yeah.
Nasty bitch. Mean as fuck to me. Accused me constantly of cheating on her. Never did. Turns out she was cheating on me.
Damn.
Yeah. And to point the fingers, right? Me think she does protest too much. But I ended up figuring out and I dumped her, which was fine. Well, she treated me.
Yeah,
she got pissed off and punched me in the stomach once in front of all my friends at Grater's Ice Cream. I didn't do anything, but she punched me in the stomach.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah, bitch. It's okay. She got fat and stupid and then divorced and he went to jail. Ha 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 ha!
Your life sucks.
It does.
Sucks to be you.
It's you know she is the type of person, unfortunately, that gives the stereotype to trailer trash. I mean, yeah. I hate to say it, but so I mean, was this a one night stand kind of thing, or did you?
Yeah, it was a one night stand sort of thing.
By whose choice? Oh wait, you were the dude. Hers, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was my
first
time.
Wait a minute, I've done that a couple times. Wait a minute. Yeah, I've done that. My choice.
It was by my choice.
Yeah.
I dumped her.
Was your first time the same chick?
No. Say, first time was different chicks. Chick that lived.
Whoa! Freudian! Did anybody catch the first time was different chicks? I mean, chick. Dude.
Chick who lived down the street my freshman year of high school. And that was a one night deal.
Church camp?
Isn't it? Well, mine wasn't, but aren't they typically like a one time? How many times did you have sex with your first time?
About a handful.
I didn't mean that. I meant the first girl.
Handful.
We're not talking about masturbation, Stu.
It's sad to think, though, that
about
your first time.
Five or six times. Jackass.
Your first times a lot aren't like, I mean, for a lot of us, it's like, fuck her. You know?
Yeah,
but as dudes, man, we are taught, we are trained to want it so bad that when it comes to, it's like, yeah,
it's in our DNA, man.
Because I waited. I mean, I did. I waited. I had a girlfriend throughout high school, and, you know, we kind of messed around a little, but I wasn't quite ready or didn't feel ready to do it.
And so I tried to wait, and then finally I just got sick of it and said, you know, I keep getting shit from everybody, so.
I was.
Peer pressure's a motherfucker.
I was 15 when I pushed in my V card.
15, eh?
Oh. How old were you?
19.
He was 17. I was the oldest.
Yes, I was. I was 17.
I was 21. Well, it had to be you. He said how old he was. He said how old he was. And then I said, well, he was 17. So if it wasn't him, or me, it had to be you.
I'm confused.
I was 21. So I'd done other things, but never done the deed. After that, I became not like a stew whore.
Hey.
You're a whore.
I was.
He couldn't tell you how many girls he's been with. I can tell you that. We tried once. It was very confusing.
I thought I got narrowed down, and he kept adding them.
Great
on.
Story, dude. So we're talking to this girl that I used to work with, and you know, she says something. We're joking around. Steve's like, I know you think that I'm kind of, you know, sleep with anything, right? She's like, well, the way you talk, he said. Steve's like, I've only been with 6 girls. And I don't know how I knew, but I knew instantly which 6 he was talking about. And then I went, what about so-and-so? This is not, I'm not exaggerating or making this up. He goes, 7. And I went, and so-and-so?
8.
And then I was like, it was also the 1, 9. By the time I was done, we were at 11.
Yeah, Lord knows what.
So basically,
now.
What he was saying, and this was years and years ago. So what he was saying is 6 girls and a shitload. I just choose not to remember. And that was a while ago. This was before the internet was really a big thing, and we all know Stu picked up some shit off the nets. I know because you've showed me. You showed me pictures before.
Easy.
Don't easy me. So over 20. Over 20 chicks. You know it.
Probably more.
What about you?
30?
I don't know.
Oh, good Lord. No, I'm not that many. A lot of times, but I was more of the would meet a girl, and I'd kind of want to settle into a relationship, but it just never fucking worked. Spanky's calculating. You can just see his eyes like he's doing fucking math in his head.
Dude, I'm waiting for his hair to catch on fire from all the smoke.
15.
Times 3.
Liar!
No, I'm not lying about the 15.
Okay.
Kevin,
3. You stole my answer.
And a half.
It's been more than 3.
Count 3, yeah, but I'm kind of a wallflower. What,
really? About, 3 what, girls?
What about the claw?
No.
You didn't have sex with the claw. The claw.
You should have.
Ooh,
so she could rip my
chosen.
Dick off with that thing?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
No, that'd make
the claw
more
chooses who will stay and who will go.
You're gone.
Whoosh!
Somewhere around the 10 mark.
I need to catch up.
I would have to sit and actually do, well, 10 girls.
You need to hit 4.
I got to be honest. I can't speak on Spanky's behalf. Maybe Stu, as far as how many times I've had sex, I have no fucking clue. I'm a whore when it comes to doing it. Some of my girlfriends, man, it'd be like twice a day on average. You know, figure 6 days a week.
In one shot.
Skip a day, you know. Plus, I've been married for 10 years, so I'm getting it on a regular basis. So,
remember this. Now that you're at that 10-year mark, it's downhill from there.
She wants it more than I do, so it's all good.
Yeah, but she won't give it up on certain areas.
No. First of all, I don't want to have this conversation on air. That's not true. Oh, you mean in the... Yeah. She's definitely not into that. I asked my wife once. I said, we're laying in bed. I said, hon, we've been married a while. Is there anything that's off limits? She said, no back door, no other girl. And I went, fuck, there goes Friday.
By the way, people, check out Ball and Chain.
Ball and Chain is the show I do with my lovely wife, Heather. So
yeah, no back door, no girl.
No back door, no other women. That should be our slogan. No back door, no other girls.
Dude, you need so...
No. But, no. Yeah, that's okay, because for a long time, I suffered from dick and ass and phobia.
Dick and ass. That's a good one.
I never wanted to stick my dick up an ass. And then one day, you're like, you know, maybe I'd like to try that. but I never have, and I probably never will get to.
And Kevin, well, the thing is, just Kevin clinched tight enough, he couldn't get in there.
Do you guys think if I said for my 10-year, all I want is anal, that I'd get it?
Yes.
Dude, I'd probably nut the second it went in there like, that's tight! No, honestly, though, to think about the concept of anal.
No, the first words.
Wow, we have really veered off subject.
Yeah.
We said we'd go wherever it took us.
The first words out of your mouth would be, breathe, breathe, breathe.
Let me.
Just relax.
Ah! Ooh. The way I always looked at anal, though, is, I mean, as a dude, and, you know, if you're gay, that's fine. I don't understand it, and I'm going to tell you why. I don't like to poop out my ass. I don't like that big thing coming out of my ass. I definitely don't want to put anything back up in it.
Yeah.
Just saying. Tried a finger once. It wasn't comfortable.
Moon
I dread
river.
My first I dread my first prostate exam, you know?
Dash, you put the whole hand up there?
However, me sticking it up something else's ass. You know,
it's a whole different idea.
It's a whole different idea.
You know, I would just be too afraid of my dick smelling like poo for
that's why you wear a condom.
And then not to mention prolapsing it. Just,
Well, yeah, but that's rare.
That's why you wear a
although
condom.
I do have a fat cock, I've been told. By
so
my brother-in-law.
And, you know, yeah. I fear for
true
the
story.
Ladies.
True story. Let's completely veer off subject. A couple weeks ago, me and my brother-in-law were playing golf together, and somebody had left like this ring that goes over your coffee cup in our golf cart.
Mm.
And I don't remember how or why or whatever. He picked it and was fucking around with it, and I told him to stick his dick in. I don't remember how it happened. He's like, it was, you know, about 2 inches long or whatever. He's like, well, lengthwise, I'd be good. Now it's as round as a coffee cup. So he's like, he just started laughing, and I was like, lengthwise? I was like, I'm not sure. I said, what I lack in length, I make up for in girth. He's like, so I've heard. I'm like, excuse me? He started laughing. He's like, that's what I've been told. I'm like, by who? He said, your wife. I'm like, first of all, why the fuck was my wife telling you I had a fat cock? He's like, I don't remember what we were talking about. But if you guys know my brother-in-law, which everybody in this room does, the fact that they somehow got in that conversation does not shock
no,
me.
No, there is no shock to that.
No, but... So there you go. It's been validated by my wife and my brother-in-law. I have a fat
and
cock.
And friends.
Yeah. Maybe. You fall asleep at a certain age wearing sweatpants in friend's house. You know, morning wood happens, and they call each other.
He's got a big package.
It has a big package. Son of a
bitch. What are you doing staring at my junk?
Oh, wow. Well, it is quite girthy. I should understand why you would look at it. Want to look? There we go. Let me do the Morgan for you. So what about any other first times before we cut the show, like my dick? And not like Stu's because he's Stewish? I'm kidding. You're cut, right?
What?
You're cut.
Why would you want to know?
Well, you're Stewish, so I don't know. They nipped a tip.
There's only one way to find out.
It's just a little brisk.
But they do it weird, right? I wonder if they did take him into a little room and let like a dude do it.
Ah!
Isn't that how the Jewish nip the
like,
tip?
Like, they moil and actually, you know, do everything?
Ooh, let's call your dad and ask him, like, who's nipped his tip?
Who nipped the tip? That was
did you nip the tip?
Oh, Seinfeld.
First times, first loves, first crushes. Interesting thing. Especially when you're young.
Right.
Because you think... Each time you get with somebody, you think, this is it. I love this person. And when they dump you, you're like, oh, it's the most tragic thing ever.
Yep. Next thing you know, you listen to Sade. And,
I didn't listen.
The first odd place other than the bedroom.
Ooh. Well, first of all, we are currently in Stu's apartment. And I will say that I have had
the couch is not the same couch.
I have had some form of sexual relation in every room of this house, including the laundry room, both bathrooms, both bedrooms, the kitchen, the living room, but not the balcony.
I've done that.
Hey, broke in the balcony. Well, one time, the living room was my bedroom, and then one of the bedrooms was my bedroom, but then we switched, and I was in the other bedroom, and then I've messed around in both bathrooms.
That's where I had a threesome one time.
And
almost.
Shut up. First threesomes. Let's talk about that.
No, let's not.
Are we the only two that can?
Yes.
And then... Get a blowjob in there, and then
handy.
Or handy in the laundry room.
Bathroom, right? Handy.
Yeah, and the bathroom.
85 S10 pickup truck.
Prison.
So the weirdest place besides... Okay, that's what we'll finish on. Stu wants weirdest places besides a bedroom.
A beer cooler at the gas station.
Shell?
Yes. Mason.
In Mason.
Behind King's Island, dipshit.
You worked at that one?
Well, and I mean, I know what people are going to say, like, car isn't that weird, and that's not the weirdest place, but I did have sex in the front seat of a Toyota Paseo, and if you know what the fuck a stick shift
I'm
Toyota
glad it wasn't the back seat.
You couldn't. Nobody could have sex in the back seat of a Toyota Paseo. I've had sex in
Don't
a park
breathe in, the back
in the daytime.
Done that.
And front porch of the house I currently live in. Front porch of the house, not the one before, but the one next door to my dad's.
Front porch of the house you currently live in?
Maybe.
You don't have a front porch.
Yeah, we do. We got that breezeway. Front porch of the house next to my dad's.
I can't ever walk by.
Back porch of the first house that me and Heather bought.
Well, there was no front porch to it.
I said back porch.
Oh.
Deck, whatever. We were sitting on the deck. She was sitting on my
deck.
So I don't know, ooh, real weird one. And I hope that my father-in-law or mother-in-law never hear this show.
Oh, I saw him direct them to
I had sex in one of those pop-up campers, you know, because they got the two sides to pop up. We were on one side.
Her dad was asleep
on the other side.
Talk about pitching a tent.
Hey, Bill, you need to listen up growing up.
We were married, so it's all fine.
It's all good.
It's all legal.
I did, mine
it's a pop-up tenter. You got to go – pop-up camper. You got to go real slow.
Mine was boring.
Otherwise, it'll start rolling
the whole car thing. Mine was kind of boring with the cold.
Sex in a car is never boring.
But it was the
– always.
Where it was.
Man, I feel like I'm missing out. I mean, I only have three women.
Tylersville Kroger.
Wow.
Parking lot, front parking lot by the street. It was fairly foggy, so we had some kind of blanket going on right there.
It was released in the car.
And
it was foggy.
Hopefully lightning does not strike. But in the church parking
lot. I couldn't do it.
Let me move away from him real quick. I'm waiting for the bolt.
I couldn't do that. I could never do that. I don't know, man.
Church parking lot? Creepy. You know, I had a cousin who did that.
Hey, it was the last place anyone's going to think of.
Three girls, but not three times.
No, yeah, three girls. I mean, but it's all lame, though. I mean, it's
more big. It was a bed.
There was a couch.
You did not have sex in a Wendy's bathroom.
No.
I want a wild story. Like, I did it in a graveyard. Yeah.
Yeah, but to think about
putting it in the front seat of a car, or no, I'm sorry, in the truck, and then getting busted by the cops.
I never got busted.
But you did do the bus thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
Did it at the circus.
The thing about being a dude is, if a girl says, let's do it right here,
okay.
We're like, all right. I mean, it's like.
You don't have to ask twice.
You really don't with a guy. It's not that complicated. It's like, let's have sex right here, right now. All right. Guys, I advise you to turn your head or else you're going to see my wee-wee. It's true, though. Guys are like, okay. Oh, come on, babe. We need some privacy. Let's go around that corner right there at least. And for us, it's like the more obscure place they want to do it, the sexier it seems. Like, okay, now you're talking. For them. I was making them scrambled eggs. I should have stabbed them with the fork. I would have saved myself a lot of trouble. Long, long story we're not going to get into.
They didn't know.
Yeah, I highly advise you to have sex in a peculiar place sometime. Even if it's just a car, just do it.
Beer cooler.
Yeah,
cool. I recommend the beer cooler.
Yeah, just don't let your dick
touch
anything.
Would it be too
anything.
Cold? Or
shit.
You are not thinking about the cold.
For it.
Okay.
You weren't thinking of the cold at that time.
No. In fact, it won't be cold very long.
Okay. No, it won't.
No, you're sweating your cojones off.
Good point. Good point.
During business hours.
Dude, you're a dude. I when I worked at Shell, I had a girl.
Could you picture offer. The guy trying to grab a pop? The fuck? Why does it keep moving?
I had a girl offer to have sex with me in multiple places while I worked at Shell. I was not interested in having sex with said girl, so it never happened.
I've gotten a couple offers at my current job, and I'm not going to say where I work.
And
for anybody who listens to the show,
and Stu, not only did I have offers,
I turned those offers down because it causes too much problems at work.
Whatever.
I know where you work, but who the hell are we talking about? Not the girl I met.
No,
ain't no far away.
Ain't
no offense,
way.
But
no.
Well, what about the drunk girl that we met?
Drunk girl. Sorry, that's a cool song. Amanda. What was her name?
I'd love to get an offer from her, but
you mean the country hillbilly chick?
Who told me she's like?
She thought I was
can
who?
Tell you ain't from Fairfield. Where are you from? Fairfield. Oh, I was like, I can tell you're not from around here though. What's that supposed to mean? I'm from Georgia. What the hell's that supposed to mean? I'm like, I just meant
the girl who's got a mouth like a sailor, who you could fucking let her cuss you out and it'd be hot as hell.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
After I stick my foot in her mouth.
She'd be a good ride, man.
I'm gonna put something in her mouth, but it ain't tell. Gonna be my foot.
Yeah.
At least no. Foot of what I got.
Well, like,
are we talking like HO scale
inches?
Or? we've just turned this into a perv show.
And
that's about
scene.
Every show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cut.
So we like we say when we start, we never know where this show's gonna go, but we're just gonna let it go.
We're
there.
Straight into the gutter.
The flow.
Hope you guys like the ride. You know, listen
speaking
to the show.
Rides.
Hope you girls like the rides too.
Oh,
one more first.
Yeah.
First marriage. Mine's still going, Spanky.
Hey,
Spanky is finalizing his marriage as things were.
I've interrupted a couple marriages.
Yeah.
No, I actually broke them. No one ever knew about
them. Dude, no wonder she called you her gay friend. Do you know how many times you flipped your wrist? You're like, I've interrupted a couple marriages. Just saying.
So who was the lucky guy, Stu?
His name was Lola. He was a showgirl. That's where we're going to end it. you can write us at goonie@pennycult.org. I don't know what the hell you'd say, but you can.
Or why you would say it.
Or you can write me at j@pennycult.org. You can write kc@pennycult.org, stu@pennycult.org, or spanky@pennycult.org. You can write any one of us and say whatever you want. And the best part is I get to check the emails. And so they won't.
Please say I haven't gotten any yet.
I will forward them all to you guys. Like, I'll hook it up so they'll automatically forward.
I haven't gotten any yet.
No.
Thank God.
But you can write us. If there's a topic you would like us to cover, let us know. You know, we've got some topics coming up over the next couple months.
A set topic to be covered.
Well, we're gonna talk about a lot of things. You know, from the first rides we had, actual vehicles, mm-hmm. to you know, toys we played with as kids, things that aren't around today, and what we played with and how
maybe
we played,
like foods we loved as a kid.
Yeah, because there's foods that aren't even around anymore, mm-hmm. and it's weird because when we go back over our lives and think about the things we've experienced, it's different.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's very nostalgic to think about growing up.
Could talk about our hometowns. You know.
That would be good, too. These would all be very good topics. I want to talk about cliques we used to run with, places we used to hang out in. These will all be things we touch over, you know, the next couple months. And I think a lot of people out there will be able to relate. I guarantee as we were telling our stories about first times, there was somebody out there listening going, ooh, I remember my first time.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying
to
do.
Or, ooh, I want to forget my first time.
And Tyra Banks, if you're out there, you're welcome.
Or Betty White.
And Betty White, if you're out there, you're welcome.
Well,
yeah, Stu wants to eat Betty White's muffin.
Until next we meet, guys, remember you can always come hang out with us, but not until you do the truffle shuffle.
Well, all right now. Y'all can come nice. In. But there's one thing you have to do. You know what it is. I'll tell you.
Truffle shuffle.
You do the truffle.
Trouble Shuffle. You do the Trouble Shuffle. Woo! Trouble Shuffle. You do the Trouble Shuffle.
Everybody.
Trouble Shuffle. You do the Trouble Shuffle. Trouble Shuffle. The Trouble Shuffle.
Want even more of the awesomeness? Then check us out online at pennycult.org. Pennycult, stick that in your ear.